Farm on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I've come to a place that I don't often come to, but it's a beautiful village. It's Hampthwaite, so it's just off the A59 between Harrogate and Skipton. And I've come to the Joiner's Arms.
My name's Michael Baravelli. I'm one of the proprietors at the Joiner's Arms.
And what sort of a place is the Joiner's Arms? Because obviously you are in a village. Are you, would you say your people's local?
I think so. I mean, the pub was closed for about 3 or 4 months and we took over. We refurbished it with the locals in mind, basically, because they were crying up for their local to be back, because Hampthwaite's quite a big village and we have the local beers and we use a lot of the local produce around the area as well.
And of course you do a pretty good plate of grub as well, which is what we're going to go into the kitchen and have a chat about. But what sort of an ethos do you have when it comes to food? What sort of food are you giving people?
Well, we like to source everything local. We like to keep it in the community. We use local suppliers and we're a traditional, it's more of a gastro pub along the traditional lines. We do all sorts like fish and chips, burgers, we do certain varieties of steak, and on the weekends we'll ramp it up with a Chateaubriand, and we've had mussels and things like that, lobsters, takeaway fish and chips. We've just started doing that because a lot of the locals wanted fish and chips to take away, so we took that on board.
And when you get your local produce, you use a whole variety of different suppliers. Sykes House Farm is your meat?
Yeah, that's our meat supplier. Just because of the quality, really. We obviously, when you're setting up a business, you get different suppliers and they send you different meats. Quality was there straight away. And what we did notice as well was the service, the level of service we received as well. They're on the phone there straight away.
We're going to go and have a little look in the kitchen and meet Martin, the chef. Yep. Do you know what he's cooking for us today?
It's a very popular dish here. It's like the rump steak, what we get off Sykes House Farm as well. You know, we just sell loads of it each week, basically.
So I've come into the kitchen now of the Joiner's Arms. I'm joined by Martin. Hello, Martin.
Hi, I'm all right. Thank you very much, yeah.
And we're going to talk today about steak. So you get your steak and your meat from Sykes House Farm, and you've got a couple of beautiful steaks here. What sort of steaks are these?
That is the rump steaks.
And what do you do beforehand? Because you could just shove it on the grill or the pan or whatever.
I believe the best way of cooking the steak is taking the steak out of the fridge and let him breathe to get the rump temperature.
So get it to the temperature of the kitchen first?
Yes, before it's going to be actually cooked. And after the seasoning, that is very important, salt, pepper, and cooking to the guest's request temperature.
What's your most commonly asked for? Is it medium? Is that what they're most asked for?
I would say it's medium rare.
So you've got your steak all ready to go. What do we do next? What's the next step?
So it's going to be, I'm going to cover it with oil and salt and pepper. And after that, it's going to go on grill. What is important, which I think a lot of chefs have missed, is resting the steak. That is one of the very, very important things in the process of cooking the steak, resting the meat.
Is that afterwards?
Yeah, that is the afterwards when it's cooked and needs to be rested. I think that's why the chef's getting a lot of complaints about steak being chewy, it wasn't nice, it wasn't great, because basically it's like when you pour the water or something hot on your muscle, the muscle protects himself.
So it goes all tense.
Yes, it tense. So it needs some time to resting and relax before it's sending out. I think that's the best way of.
Yeah, that's good advice for everybody. Even if you're cooking a steak at home, often you're really hungry, you want to eat it, but give it a few moments to rest and it'll be a lot better.
That is very important. I believe that's the best way of serving great steak.
You've bobbed a bit more salt on it there, and it's in a frying pan at the moment. And are you cooking this medium rare for us today?
Yes, I do. It's going to be medium rare. So I'm going to be sitting on one side, sitting on another side, 5-6 minutes, and after it's going to go under the heat lights, resting, 5-7 minutes, done.
Okay.
Ready, perfect to ready to be served.
Now, it's not Sunday today, but one of your most popular things and that you're most well known for are your Sunday roasts. Tell us about your Sunday roasts.
I think I've got to say that one of the most popular dishes is a Sunday roast. It is a very big day for us. And the different what we do compared to others is a Sunday sharer.
Sharer?
Oh. It's a family dish which contains a beef, leg of lamb, and a quail.
Oh, so even if you can't choose between which one, you get to try a little bit of everything?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I think it's great, great, great family dish. Everything is cooked to order. It's fluffy roast potato with duck fat, seasonal veg. I think it's amazing, amazing dish.
I've never heard of a Sunday sharer. That sounds like a really good idea, though. So if people want to come along to the Joiner's Arms in Hampthwaite on a Sunday, would that be your best pick?
Definitely, yes. Okay. Definitely, yes.
So we've taken the steak off, put it into this sort of warming area. And what else have you done? You've added some things in there.
I've added, just for extra flavour and the richness, I've added a butter, thyme and rosemary. Because like I said, the resting is important cooking process of the steak. Now the steak will absorb the flavour back. And the butter will add in this extra richness and flavour into the steak. Up to 7-8 minutes and will be ready to be served.
And what will you be serving this with?
It's going to be served with homemade hand-cut chips, confit tomato, roasted mushroom, and choice of sauces, which is peppercorn sauce or blue cheese sauce.
I think that would be a tough one. I might go for peppercorn, just.
There we go.
What would you go for?
I'm going to go for blue cheese.
All right, okay, one of each. Martin, thank you very much for having us. Just one last thing. You were hesitant, you said, about putting rump steak on the menu. Why was that, and have you changed your mind?
Yes, I did. I think the rump steak is hard to get a good product, good quality. I was really worried about to put this on the menu. And our guests, they are really, really enjoying themselves, and they said it's a really good quality of the steak.
So has it changed your mind a little bit about rump steak?
I think it did, definitely.
Perfect. Martin, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Sykes House Farm on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.